Stardust was successfully launched on February the 7th, 1999, to return particles from beyond the Earth-Moon orbit. Launched as part of NASA's Discovery program, Stardust was to gather interstellar dust as well as comet dust from the comet Vilt 2 in a flyby which took place in January 2004. In order to meet up with the comet Vilt 2, the spacecraft made three loops around the Sun, meeting up with the comet on the second. Comets are made up of rock, dust, and frozen gases, and are often referred to as dirty snowballs. They travel in highly elliptical orbits that bring them very close to the Sun and then throw them deep into space. As comets come close to the Sun, the surface begins to warm and volatile materials begin to evaporate. This evaporating gas takes grains of dust along with it and forms the coma and/or tail of the comet. Comet Vilt 2 is special in that it has only made five close orbits of the Sun, so it should still have most of its dust and gases and will be in a very similar condition to when it formed in the outer reaches of the solar system. The interstellar dust and the dust from the comet was collected in a substance called aerogel, a very light silica-based material. This material was arranged in blocks known as cells in an aluminium frame on board the Stardust spacecraft. This aluminium frame containing the dust samples was returned to Earth inside the sample return capsule and landed at the US Air Force Utah Test and Training Range on January 15th of this year. Once the capsule was recovered, the aerogel containing the dust samples was carefully transported to the Johnson Space Center for the Stardust curation team to make an initial examination. 6 months has been allowed for this initial investigation, after which the samples will be distributed worldwide to groups of scientists to make a full analysis, which will include a team at the University of Manchester. The whole sample is expected to contain approximately 1,000 cometary dust particles and around 1,000 interstellar dust particles. Despite the fact that the analysis of the samples is in its preliminary stages, there have already been some interesting results. Inspections of some of the comet particles found in the aerogel have shown that they contain minerals formed in high temperatures close to the Sun when the solar system was forming. Comets are believed to have formed in the cold outer parts of the solar system, so these high-temperature minerals must have been thrown out from the centre of the solar system somehow during its formation. The interstellar dust particles will be much more difficult to locate in the aerogel due to the small number that are expected to have been collected. So scientists have decided to enlist the help of the general public via Stardust at Home. Using an automated optical microscope, scientists will provide movies of the aerogel. These movies will be created using images of a section of the aerogel taken at different depths. Participants will use a virtual microscope to view the movie to look for a dust particle. There will be 1.6 million movies in total, covering the whole of a 1,000 cm squared aerogel sample. Each movie will be sent to at least four participants, and if the majority report a positive detection, the scientists will then inspect the sample to locate the particle. The movies are currently in preparation and will be available on the 5th of April, and anyone wishing to participate should register at the Stardust at Home website.